Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Yes, yes. Justin Kaufman in for Steve, who's out till Monday. He's in the middle of his long car, his commute to upstate New York.
It's a bold drive by Steve Cochran. Good for him.
Yeah, I told him I want to know everything about it because I feel like I want to do that drive. I've done that before. We were talking after the show last week. I would love to do that trip. I'm trying to Bill and Wendy. He went up to Maine. I'm really trying to convince the family that it's road trip summer. And I even watched a movie Vacation yesterday to see how fun it can be.
I did the post.
The dogs can pee on the sandwich.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of options. I did the post college avoid your future trip where I, you know, drove to Colorado and then right. decided not to come back and went to Vegas, L.A., all the way up to Vancouver and. Nice. Eventually made it back through Idaho. But, yeah, then you had to get on with life. But it was great. I recommend it highly.
I'll grab you after the show and get some pointers.
You have to get a pop-up camper and go,
yeah,
Justin.
I know.
They don't want to go?
They don't want to go. Like, this vibe that I had this whole trip. I had worked it out. I put all this stuff into it. I was like, we're going to go to Toronto, visit a friend in Montreal, and down through New Hampshire, Vermont, upstate New York, into Maine, down to Boston, fly back from Boston. Had it all worked out, and it got undone by my wife's tastes in hotels.
Oof.
Really?
Like, yeah, because then it starts to, if you start going that route on a road trip where you're like, let's go with the 3-star and above, you know, you start getting into some of those big cities. Montreal is not cheap.
Oh, no.
So then I'm like,
there's Toronto.
Huh, that's a lot of money to get into a car and do that.
That's why you do the pop-up.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's not on, I wish that was on the table.
What is wrong with a nice red roof? I mean, really. I'm just
speaking my language.
They're fine. You get the breakfast.
Right, exactly. All right, 312-981-7200. It is time for the Swap Meet with Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. This is our segment that we do every week, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market, where we, if you got a collectible, some memorabilia, some junk, we'll tell you if it's worth anything. Greg Flamm in studio right now. Greg, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you guys.
And you've brought in some goodies.
Always finding stuff. And, you know, I try to bring in items that people have in their houses so they can go in their attic or their old desk and find these things. So I brought in some cool stuff.
Most of that stuff gets thrown away in my house. I'll be honest with you. I am in a situation right now, Greg, and I thought about you, that we went to IKEA over the weekend and on a whim bought new bar stools. Right?
All right.
And we didn't have any problem with the old bar stools. They were fine. They were like the kitchen stools that go up to the kitchen counter.
All right.
And now I'm like, well, what are we going to do with these? You want to put these on Craigslist? You want to do something? What are we going to do? My wife's like, they're not worth anything. You can toss them. And I'm like, I refuse to do it, Greg. I can't because I'm like, up to Friday, there was no problem with these.
Yeah, you're preaching.
Now they're not worth anything. And I'm just, I'm frustrated. So what I've been doing, which is very annoying on my part, is I've been putting them out in the alley behind the house just as like a gesture to the Chicago gods that someone might find them and be like, these are great.
Right.
Right. That's instead of throwing them out or actually making the active move to take them somewhere.
Right.
I'm just trying to put them in the alley so someone might grab them.
It's the lazy man's donation. You don't have to go to the Goodwill.
That's how I found half of my couches when I was in my 20s. Right.
Anybody bite? Are they still
there? No, they're still there. And I pulled them in. I pulled them in on the 4th of July and I'm putting them back out this morning.
Nice.
Okay. That's my free garage sale. So, all right. So a lot of great stuff that's coming in already. People are texting in. People are calling in. Greg, what did you bring in today to wet the whistle?
Okay, well, I heard you guys talking about the bowls, so I brought in a couple small bowls items.
Small
bowls. Dennis Rodman stuff. His stock is not going to get any higher. So if you're a reseller, get your stuff listed now for Dennis Rodman.
Yep.
I'm not sure if this is the one that changes the hair color when you pour the liquid in it. But as you know from previous episodes, I had that T-shirt where the hair, when you wore it, the warmth of your body changed the hair color. And that shirt sold for $150, I have to tell you. So,
wow.
Hypercolor Rodman.
Hypercolor Rodman shirt.
$150. That's amazing.
Yeah, and then I have, I think I have an Eastern Conference poster here.
Oh, my God.
And I think I brought this in when we were on at night.
Yeah,
I'm
look at
so
that.
Excited.
Look at Pax's
You know, and it's a great looking poster, but it's really like a $12 poster. Not too great. But this is something you'll see at a garage sale, and it's a quick flip. People want the championship or Eastern Conference I believe this is a NBA Finals. Yeah.
That's way too big of a pitcher for Will Perdue.
Yeah,
and that's nothing against Will. Yeah, I love Will, but and he's a big guy. But I'm just saying, in terms of like, you should have the biggest pitcher should be to the biggest stars of the team.
Sure,
but in this, they had Will Perdue very big on them.
What do you want for that one over there? I like that one.
You can have a car.
That thing is great. I'd frame that.
Yeah,
you know,
if it was in better shape, I probably would as well. But yeah, it's seen better days.
All right, what else you got?
Let's see. So I brought in a stack of these AOL software discs that used to annoy us in the mail. You get them in the mail all the time, or they'd be sitting out at a department store, Best Buy, and now they're becoming worth money. And I just looked up the Macintosh version 1.0 AOL disc went for over $100.
Wait,
just,
you mean the disc that you'd get for free in the mail? Yeah. They'd be like, hey, have you ever heard of email?
Right. And it would have the, you know, what would be the driver information, like what we have nowadays, and that would what would be on the disc.
I almost gave up on computers completely when I'd have to hear this right here.
I love it. It's like retro, you know?
Sitting in there trying to get that computer to load up, and I'm like, I'm going to check my email. It's going to take an hour and a half to check my email, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, kids and millennials need to hear this.
There you go.
To know what we went through.
That's right. All right, 312-981-7200. We got a lot of great stuff. People have texted in. There's a ton of people. Let's get people on the line too. Greg Flamm, at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. This is sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. We will come back and do the swap meet, but first let's find out what's coming up at 9:30. Steve Grzanich.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
That's Justin Kaufman in. Steve is out till Monday. Mark Harmon's here. Steve Grzanich is here. Mary Vandeveld. And Greg Flamm. It's Swap Meet time, 312-981-7200. Lots of great stuff coming in. This segment sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. Greg Flamm can be found at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, 312-981-7200. Why don't we start with Doug? Why don't we start with the phones? Doug's in Rockford. Doug, what do you want to brag about, Doug?
Well, I got a Spider-Man poster that I was told that Marvel Comics would not sell it because it shows in one of his eyes the Twin Towers blowing up.
Oh, yeah, right. That was, yeah, you're right. That was a plot line of some sort in some form, right?
Right. That goes along with the 9/11 like album cover. Supertramp was another one that had the Twin Towers. That's
anything
worth a little
with
bit more.
Anything with Twin Towers does not get that they remove all of that stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean the Spider-Man poster. I'm not sure why that was, you know, a big deal to remove it, but unless the plot had terrorism in it or something. But the highest Spider-Man poster is about $400. You know, so you're working down from there, depending what you have. If it wasn't put out, I would definitely do an auction because it is rare. So make sure if you do list it, make it an auction.
All right. Thanks, Doug. All right, this is my favorite so far. You ready for this one? This is from 630, Bobby Kennedy, 1968 poster. They sent a picture of it. All Chicago welcomes Bob Kennedy in a picture of Bobby Kennedy. This would be 1968, of course, the year he was assassinated.
Yeah.
Does that has to have value, man. That
it
has
does.
To be a big money.
Yeah, definitely does. I could not find that one. The highest Bobby Kennedy posters are between 100 and 200. I'd say that is definitely going to be worth more than that. So
I'd hold on to that, frame that, and put that up in the foyer. You walk into your house, you're like, hey, look at this cool poster. That's a cool poster, too.
Yeah, and 68's a good year for almost anything. Anything with the Democratic Convention is big. I just sold a matchbook from the 68 convention for $20. Just
and
for
it's,
the
Do anniversaries mean anything when it comes to this stuff? Because it'll be the 50th anniversary of the Democratic National Convention.
It sure does.
Next month,
it's,
so
you know, out of sight, out of mind, when anniversaries come up, things do go up in value, or they definitely will sell. So if you got to keep those in mind to list if something like that's coming up.
All right, let's go back to sports. Let's go to Mickey. Mickey, what do you got? What do you want to brag about, Mickey?
Well, I'm not really going to brag about it, but it is a Super Bowl Shuffle album that's been unopened. And unlikely, I also have a snuff box from a relative of mine that goes back to, he was a member of Continental Congress.
Wow. I'm more interested in the Continental Congress than the Super Bowl Shuffle, I'll be honest with you. The Super Bowl Shuffle you said last week, that's going $50 to $100.
More like, 40 to 50 if it's unopened. But yeah, you know, and people don't play that anymore. They just want it on their wall because it's a great photo, a very crisp and clear photo of the team.
I cannot wait for the Bears to get good again.
Yeah.
Because when the Bears get good, because of the history and legacy of the Super Bowl shuffle, inevitably rap songs come out about that Bears team when they start the playoffs. And that's my favorite part of the whole experience. You just a rap song about the Bears defense is the coolest thing that can happen.
The thing about that is they were the first, though. You know, and it was just funny seeing teams after that try to do the rap and repeat that, and it was just lame.
I think there was, if I'm not mistaken, and someone will correct me, I believe there was a team that did it first and it didn't take.
Oh, okay.
I think the 83 Raiders did it.
Okay.
Maybe in 84. And they might have done it a little later. But one of those teams did Rams. One of those teams did it first, and it didn't take. It was not a hit like the Super Bowl shuffle.
It's amazing that, can you do the lyrics? Just like, right, so can I. Still, today. It's amazing. Exactly. I love the Super Bowl
shuffle. Yeah.
But right. We can move on, too.
Let's keep going. Let's go to Eileen. Eileen's in Barrington. Eileen, what do you want to brag about?
Hey, I have a Blackhawks jersey that's a black practice jersey that was Patrick Kane's. And Patrick Kane signed on one of the eights, and Jonathan Toews signed on the other eight. Is there any value to this?
That's a good question. Like, what about players signing other players' jerseys? does that show any value?
Wasn't that throughout the news or during the Sox pregame? What player was collecting other teams' or other players' jerseys and cards and having them signed? Obviously, you know, Toews and Kane signing any jersey, you know, is up there. I've seen people who have sticks or game plate sticks from, you know, the playoffs, and you know, those are great items as well. I'm thinking probably in the 200 to 300 range to start as far as an option for the shirt. Yeah,
and there's tags on it and everything.
That's awesome.
Help?
Yeah, and definitely keep that, you know, safe so moisture doesn't ruin it or wherever you're storing it.
Thank you.
Made your morning. Thanks, Eileen.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
312-981-7200. We're doing the swap meet with Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. We'll do the second half coming up here. Lots of text coming in. So many sports things. And, of course, the 815 says they've assigned and framed Michael Jordan picture of him with his arms expanded, the wingspan.
Yeah, the wing poster,
The wing poster, which I know is a huge favorite. But we'll continue the conversation and continue the swap meet here on the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN. Stay with us.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Back to the swap meet here on 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman in for Steve Cochran, who will be back on Monday. But Mary's here, Mark Harmon's here, Steve Grzanich is here, and Greg Flamm is here at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Let's get back to the segment, to swap meet, where, of course, we evaluate your memorabilia, your collectible, your junk. Let's go to Chuck, who is standing by in Mount Prospect. Chuck, what do you want to brag about, bud?
I have a set of golf clubs that were Robert T. Jones model, made by Spalding.
Wow.
There's a driver, 3-wood, 5-wood, and then it goes from 3 to the 9-iron, plus the putter.
Where'd you get them?
That might be worth. My grandmother gave me when I first started playing golf, and I don't know where she got them from, but she said, here's a set of golf clubs, go play, and I never used them because they look like they might be hickory or some kind of metal with a wood sheath over them.
All right, what do you think about golf clubs? We've never had golf clubs.
Right. They're like needle and haystack type items. So, but from what he's explaining, and the Jones model makes them a little bit worth more. You could be in the $700 to $1,000 range with those, and definitely do an auction because they're a little bit more rare.
Is that the kind of thing that you would go to a sports memorabilia shop or possibly bring a picture to a sports convention?
And you can look up online. There are sellers that specialize in golf clubs, and you can ask them. Just send them a picture, and they'll, you know, give you an idea.
There you go. Thanks, Chuck.
All right, thank you very much, John. Have a good day.
All right, let's keep going here. Let's stay with the. Let's go to Peggy. Peggy, what do you want to brag about, Peggy?
Hi. Well, I was at the Bulls game up in Milwaukee when they won their 70th game.
All right.
Yeah, and
that's what we're talking about right there.
Once they knew they were going to win, they printed off all these 8.5 by 11 commemorative poster, like little cardstock thing.
Yeah, that's
with. Yeah, that they won. And so when we left the stadium, we bought one, left the stadium, we were getting in line on the expressway, waiting in the long line, and a car next to me rolled down the window, asked if I would let them in, and it happened to be Michael Jordan.
Wow.
So we even let him in line in front of us.
Stuck in traffic, right?
Yeah, no kidding. So
that's amazing. That's the best Michael Jordan signing of all time.
Did they sign him?
So, yeah, we jumped out of the car, took the poster up there, and he autographed it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Sitting in traffic.
Yeah.
Did I hear that right? Michael Jordan has to get into your car?
No.
That's how I heard it. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Continue on, Peggy.
I love it, Peggy. How much is something like that signed by Michael Jordan?
So were these the carts that they used on the newsstand machines? Or were they like a different card? I don't know if you're familiar with the Sun-Times version. I just recently sold a Sun-Times one that says I'm back or whatever for $40. You got the 70 win. You know, I'm thinking it's probably in the same ballpark, but signed, definitely do an auction. You're probably in the 200 to 300 to start range. Wow. On something like that. Ooh. Signed.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah, and that's a great story,
that's
too.
Great. Peggy. Thank
you. Yes, because we might have the only one signed, actually.
That's right. You're probably right.
And the only one that was signed from a car in the expressway.
That's an awesome story.
Thanks, Peggy. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
That's so true. Like, what a great place to get an autograph.
I don't think Mike did a lot of autographs, so comparatively. I don't know, the way I remember it, at least.
Everyone in Chicago has some Michael Jordan memorabilia, we found out.
This is true.
But this is Chicago. I don't know about
that. Yeah, and online, there is no shortage of signed Michael Jordan stuff, whether he's signing them at shows or they're fakes. Okay. So you don't get started with the fakes.
All right, let's go to Lou. Lou's standing by in Oswego. Lou, what do you want to brag about?
How are you today? I have, from June 2008... one of 25 offering memorandums from J.P. Morgan to purchase Wrigley Field. Oh. That was before Ricketts bought everything. It was given to me. I worked for the company for 31 years that I was the one who made the offer for the company, and it was given to me as a retirement present, as a gift from one of my one of the bosses.
That's so rare.
It's an actual confidential offer and memorandum. There's like 25 of them actually in existence, and we lost a bit. Obviously, we were somewhere around 270 million of change with a joint venture with Tribune of 5% of the deal. Wow. And mine is marked one of. We're number four marked on here.
How do you even find value in that, Greg?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to just put a number on there, and it's one of those things when you can't do that, any item you have, if you can't find a what's called a comparable.
Exactly.
You have to do an auction for sure. And I'd have to guess you're in the $750 to start, maybe $1,000 to start.
Yeah.
And it only takes one guy to buy and two guys to, you know, create a bidding war. So
I don't think I'd ever sell. This was a gift to me, and I'm the one who, you know, underwrote the deal. And
it's
really beautiful looking. And
yeah, it's very rare.
But anyway, I was just a little bragging if at all.
That's the best part about this segment.
Great show, guys.
Thank you.
Great show.
Thanks,
great
Luke.
Show.
Great item.
That is a great item. Wow. Dang. These are great calls.
Mm-hmm. Right,
can I have one?
Yeah. What do you got?
All right. I wouldn't sell this either, but I used to work with Dick Butkus, right, in the Bears broadcast.
Of course.
And we were working together the night his number was retired at Soldier Field. So I have a press pass from that night with his signature on it.
That's great. Well, that's got to be worth something.
$12?
We'll see what
you'll be surprised, Steve, how many times I will say, oh my God, that's worth $1,000.
Gail Sayers
is 3 cents.
Gail's number was retired the same night, and I think he might have signed the back of it, but I don't remember.
Was that the night that it was raining? Like,
yeah, there was a terrible plane crash in Indiana. It was an awful night. Yeah.
Awful night. They lost that game, too.
Packers, I think.
Packers killed them. Was that the night that they wore those dumbed uniforms, too, those throwbacks?
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. I'm
just a Butkus signature alone is like $100 to $130. So you start from there and definitely do an auction, but that's a cool item.
It's awesome.
Dick Butkus' signature is worth $100. That's amazing.
Oh, he would not. He was very particular when we were together, yeah.
See, I just remember, was Butkus, what show was, he was on an NBC Kids show.
Was it Saved by, was
wasn't
it Saved by,
I wasn't Saved by the Bell, but it was
something
a knockoff like that, where he was the guy who owned the bar.
Wasn't Mr. Belvedere, was it?
No, I can't remember. I thought it was an NBC Kids show.
Yeah.
I had the guy from Saved by the Bell on, like the guy who created it, when he wrote a book about it two years ago on the download, and it was, he had also created that show, so he had stories of Dick Butkus. Anyway, I digress. Steve Bertrand, I hope you make a ton of money off of that. Greg Flamm, at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break to get find out what's coming up. And we'll come back and we'll wrap up the and get to as many calls as we can here in the swap meet.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Justin Kaufman in for Steve, wrapping up here. Swap meet with Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Let's get to the calls so we can get as many in rapid fire to end this awesome hour of swap meet. Let's start with Rich. Rich, what do you want to brag about in Bolingbrook?
Oh, I've got two racing posters, both of them for things that never happened. One of them was going back about 25 years, the year Bill Elliott and Alan Kulwicki were tied for the championship up until the last race. So they could sell the posters like the day it happened. Ford made up one with Alan Kulwicki as the champ, one with Bill Elliott.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I've got the one with Bill Elliott, and he wasn't the champ. I guess somebody messed up at the Charlotte Motor Speedway gift shop, and they were out, but I don't think they were supposed to be. And then And then the other one is from a group of investors years ago is trying to get a Formula One race to New York City. So they made up a poster showing how they would promote the event. And it showed, you know, I don't even remember the dates. I'm not looking at the poster where it showed, you know, Formula One of New York, blah, blah, blah. And it hit it in the lower corner, a picture of the circuit. Well, the circuit took it past the World Trade Center. So the main poster, 95% of the poster shows the race cars going on the street in front of the Twin Towers.
There you go. Wow. See, once again, Twin Towers.
Yep. It's a Twin Towers show.
All right, what do you think? Thanks, Rich. These are classics. This happened on the download. These ideas of things that aren't necessarily mass produced,
right?
Because they are mistakes, or not necessarily mistakes, but hypotheticals
right.
in this case.
Well, as Carm probably knows, yeah. When they make the shirts in advance, and the team doesn't win. Those shirts usually get shipped to a third world country.
And you see those show up once in a while in the swap meet.
Right. And if you have one, then it becomes rare that way. Yeah. The same thing here with the poster. I love posters. I do really well with them. And I think you got something that would start at $100 for that first one. That was a Charlotte Speedway, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're probably starting at $100 there. And then, you know, you can always come down if it doesn't.
All right.
And the other item... what was that?
We'll move on. It was a promotional thing, but that was interesting with the trade towers.
It always makes me, you just made me think of the 2003 World Series shirts that went rolling by at Wrigley Field. after
you still might have those on a stick next to the Green Bay Packers suck t-shirts, right? Let's go to Robin and Wheaton. Robin, what do you want to brag about?
Oh, hi. I have a circa 1987 Mac SE2, which was the first internal hard drive, but mine is in clear acrylic housing. Only 30 were made so that the Apple engineers could see if it was overheated or if it would overheat.
Where'd you get that?
I was actually featured on Antiques Roadshow about four years ago, and at that time it was $10,000.
What? Yeah. Get out of here. That's crazy.
When I saw the text come in or the call preface, I was hoping it was a Mac or Apple item because any hard drive, just normal hard drives would be up there.
That's
150,
awesome.
200. Obviously, you have something that was like a prototype, and if they valued it at $10,000, I'm not going to doubt that.
You know what I'm loving the most about this segment right now in the morning is the ultimate brags.
Yeah, there's
Robin's brag. She just took it. This beat Lou's brag. There's so many
That's
great
it.
Brags, but what a great brag.
Yep.
Awesome brag.
I think
Thanks,
people
Robin.
Off of work as well, probably.
Exactly. Evelyn, what do you want to brag about, Evelyn?
When my husband and I were engaged, I went and had the Blackhawks all sign the a piece of paper, and it was from the 1964-1965 team with Pierre Prolot, Bobby Hall, Stan Mikita, and I think even Billy Ray signed it. And it's framed, and I was just wondering. I know it means a lot to him, but I was just wondering how much it was worth.
Right. So as we've talked in the past, too, team-signed items, a lot of times there's an auto pen or there's some fake signatures with the live ones.
Oh, yeah, I know that because I worked for Notre Dame. And
yeah, but if you saw them sign it, obviously, you might want to have it authenticated.
I did not see them sign it. No.
All right.
They turned their backs on
No.
I'm sorry.
I said they turned their backs on you. They're like, yeah, we'll sign this, and then they turn their back so you can't see
it. You can copy Bobby Hall's signature and Phyllis Fiduzito's and all those, but I think they're original.
I'm sure they are.
No, it's a great item, and just a word of caution for the listeners. A lot of times your individual signatures can be worth more than a team.
Yes, we've said that before. Great segment today. Greg Flamm can be found at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, and out at Wolf's Flea Market
on
Palatine over the weekend, right?
Yep.
Greg, always a pleasure. See
always
you next
fun.
Week, buddy. And then after, I think it's next Sunday, we're going to be
15th,
out at Wolf's doing a live show. We'll talk about that next week. Greg, great to see you, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, let's do this. Let's get a quick break. And then Bill and Wendy will be here to talk about what's coming up in their show. Stay with us.